is really greener. Warm, wet and wild. There must be something in the water.
Okay, good morning, Vicky.
We're back.
How are you?
It's a paradox and we're back.
What happened to the poster that was over here with our postcard on it with the definition of a paradox?
I don't know.
It's kind of funny. Like, they changed things around in the studio while we were gone.
So, what's a paradox? It's either two of us in the office.
Or a statement or opinion that's contrary to public belief.
Yeah, that one. People don't always use it that way, though.
No, they don't. It could be many other things.
They use it sort of as something that's a contradiction.
Yes.
Which I guess we would be, too.
Well, yeah, of course we're contradictory.
Especially with general thoughts and processes and beliefs. We
absolutely are. So we're doing something new today, right?
Are we?
What would you rather?
These are called Zabmandos.
Zabmandos.
And it's would you rather. Ooh, here's
would
a
you
good.
Rather what?
Would you rather have brown teeth or a hairline just 1/2 inch above your eyebrows?
Oh. I think I'd rather have the hairline 1 inch above my eyebrows. At least you could do something with the hair.
Yeah. Ooh, that's weird.
That would be weird.
Okay, I'll give you another one.
Let's play.
No, this one's bad. As a man, have your testicles eaten off by a squirrel or your eyeballs pecked out by a bird?
Eyeballs picked out by a bird.
That's because you're not the man. Be marked with a tracking device so that the government always knows where you are. Or...
the iPhone has an app for that.
With a microphone that always knows what you're saying.
I'd rather have everybody know where I am than know what I'm saying. It'd be even worse if they could implant something that they knew what I was thinking.
You know, we have those on our phone, the droid things. Where
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Jim tracks me all the time.
You know, iPhone has that. It's like, and iPhone apparently now has a thing where you can bump phones and data will transfer between the two of them.
I those have been for a long time. You just have to have your Bluetooth turned on.
No, this is even, apparently, it's even different.
That's
like
creepy.
You literally bump your phones together. It's like iBump app or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
you bump your phones together and the data transfers. I'm like, why would you want to do that?
I don't want everybody else getting all of my data.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know, dogs' names. And
so, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we have those apps that track you and Jim will call me and go,
why are you at the grocery store?
Yeah, literally, he will call me from the garage and know that I'm in the house and say, your phone is at Avenue S. I'm like, I don't know how it got there, honey. Really, really, really. I don't know.
That's funny. Yeah, I know I've got some parents who are divorced. And so they put those on their kids' phones so that when their kids are with the other parent, they always know where they are.
I think that's how our one friend's found out where her 14-year-old was when he said he was staying at the other 14-year-old's house.
I think it's a good app to have if you have teenagers, but I don't think it's necessarily that good to have in between husbands and wives. I mean,
you know, they're not there are that reliable because Jim's, one day I was at Target out in Lancaster.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to, like, I was going to see if he was home yet, and his phone or his little guy said that he was just a few blocks from me.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, he must have gotten, you know, went. Okay, because he drives in the carpool van and sometimes he'll pick up the van from somebody else's house.
Right.
So I was going to like sneak up on him and go, ha ha, I know where you're at. And he wasn't there. And I'm like, oh, this is weird. I'm driving around some strange neighborhood and people are looking at me like, why are you looking at us? Because there's kids playing on the street. And I'm like, okay, I'm
really
looking
not a stalker.
Like I'm weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was at home.
That's weird.
You know
how garage door openers only have a certain number of codes?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes your code may work on someone else's garage door opener. I wonder if it's the same thing with the phones.
I don't know.
Or if it's specific to your phone number and your SIM card and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've got a totally different phone than anyone else in my family, so nobody can track me. But right now, they know where I am.
Yeah. I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how. Like, when I was in Boston, Jim would call me and go, are you eating clam chowder right now?
That's funny.
Like, no, honey, I'm eating lobster. Shut up.
That's funny. Any more?
Oh, you want another one? Would you rather for the rest of your life eat your least favorite foods hygienically prepared or eat your favorite foods prepared in risky circumstances?
I'd rather eat my favorite foods prepared in risky circumstances.
Like my kitchen. the top three most hated foods in the United States. Want to guess?
Liver.
Good.
Brussels sprouts?
No, these are weird. Tofu and yogurt.
Really?
Are right up
there.
That
is weird because tofu is pretty high up on my favorite foods list.
You know, I don't know. Tofu to me just doesn't taste like anything.
That's why you have to have it in a really good sauce because it absorbs whatever sauce you cook it in. So Fran and I, my sister-in-law, we had sweet and sour tofu Friday night. It was delicious.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. I've had tofu with eggplant in like a Asian sauce.
And there's a Chinese tofu dish called Mapo, I think Mapo tofu, and it's in this really...
Are you sure on the pronunciation of
that one? No, I'm not. It's either Mapa or Mapo or Mopa, something like that. But anyway, it's this really rich brown sauce with ground pork and tofu, and yummy!
Isn't ground pork and tofu kind of like... isn't that contradictory?
Probably.
Like a paradox?
It's probably a paradox.
Because people eat tofu so that they're not eating meat.
Exactly. Okay. Frankly, I just eat tofu because I like it.
I could be
vegetarian.
To me, it's kind of like eating cottage cheese in bigger chunks. I don't know. It's like that same texture.
Yeah, I always have it sauced up. And I never sauce up cottage cheese.
Well, we're having an interesting conversation this morning. Would anyone like to join in?
You can tell we haven't been in.
Our number is 661-266-4420.
You can tell we haven't been in here in 3 weeks or something. Okay. So this is out of a book called SH Something T Happens, The Book. Which reminds me of that, you know, shit my dad says.
You just said it.
No one's given me a list of what I'm not allowed to say on the air. I really need to have that right there.
You know, I can tell a story about that, but go ahead.
Okay, so this one I'm dedicating to my husband. It's 2002. It's called Premarital Counseling? In Serbia, husbands-to-be can now determine ahead of time whether their future wives are witches. The test is held in Dunjuriski Castle in Kulpin, where the woman is weighed standing and again when she's seated on a broomstick. To show she's not a witch, she must weigh more the second time, proving that the broomstick is not supporting her weight. The test began as a tourist attraction for the castle, but a growing number of nervous grooms are taking it seriously.
Well,
honey, that's for you. I probably do weigh more seated on a broomstick. Therefore, I'm not a witch. Because the broomstick weighs, what, you know, half a pound or something?
Know, so. Yeah. 2 pounds, maybe 3 pounds.
Yeah.
Hmm, interesting.
Anyway, you want another one?
Sure. Most of them are more scary than that, or creepier than that. Or
in 2000, a sweaty man instantly regrets a cooling dip. In spite of warnings to stay out of a crocodile-infested river in Borneo, a British man, hot and sweaty from a day of exploring the rainforest, decided he couldn't resist a dip in the water. A crocodile decided he couldn't resist a snack and instantly ate him.
Oh, no kidding.
You know, it always amazes me.
S-H-I-T.
Exactly. It always amazes me when you see these warning signs, like, don't do this, don't do that, and people do it, and then something happens, and they think, huh? It's like there's a warning sign for a reason.
Yeah, why? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Yeah. So, all right. Do you want a really, really quick medical story before we go on break?
Why not?
Okay. Doctors find a bug ear in teen football star.
That says enough right there.
A teen football star woke up with noise and pain in his right ear. It turned out there was more than wax in there. He hurried to a clinic in Stillwater, Florida, where he was examined and told that a dime-sized beetle had taken up residence in his ear. The problem was it had burrowed in so deep the doctor couldn't remove it and had to send him to the hospital for surgery.
Oh.
So.
That makes me hurt.
Clean your ears more often. And I think we are going to take a little break.
It had to, like, crawl in there that night while he was sleeping. But beetles burrow.
I know. It could have been in there for a while.
But that just creeps me out.
Yeah, me too. There's the music. So we'll be back in a minute.
Place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet and wild. There must be something.
Are you stressed? Is it causing headaches, affecting your sleep, making you feel lousy? How long will you suffer before you do something different? I'm Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic, and I used to be stressed and have headaches too. My headaches were so bad, I'd lie in the dark and cry, begging for some relief. I learned how to get rid of my headaches and have not had one in 7 years. Call me at 945-4441 if you'd like to get rid of your headaches and stress-related aches and pains too. Relief is just a phone call away. That number again is 945-4441. Call me today.
This is Monica Miles reporting live from the Ladies First Fitness and Spa in Lancaster. I just got done taking a tour of the place, and let me tell you, it is absolutely gorgeous. 10,000 square feet of state-of-the-art equipment to help you achieve your personal goals. They offer tanning, facials, massages, waxing, teeth whitening, and so much more. Oh, there's a member now. Excuse me, miss. Miss?
Yes?
What is it that you like most about Ladies First?
Well, the name pretty much says it all. I love the fact that it's designed specifically for women, and they have so much to offer with this new larger location. I personally love their yoga and spinning classes. And of course, everything else they offer. It's like a one-stop shop for taking care of my health. Not to mention, my daughter loves going to their kids' club.
You heard it here first. Ladies First Fitness and Spa is a one-stop shop for taking care of your health. And if you bring in your current contract from any gym in the AV, Ladies First will match it without having to sign another contract. Just swing by their new location on 10th Street West and Avenue M. Or give them a call at 942-6496. That's 942-6496. Ladies First.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas of Rev It Up Hypnosis. If you're sick and tired of being overweight, listen to this.
Hi, my name is Candace Richter. I lost 55 pounds of painful fat with hypnosis. I tried diets and other programs, but hypnosis was the ultimate answer to my weight loss goals.
My name is Chad Heidecker, and I've lost 24 pounds, and it's really been working great.
I'm Anita Brahm. I have lost 25 pounds at least. I'm fitting into clothes that I haven't fit into for 9 years.
We are committed to your success.
Hi, my name is Willie. I went to see Dr. Thomas. I was 40 pounds overweight, and I lost 20 pounds within 3 months. I had a back injury, and I could not exercise, so Dr. Thomas really helped me out.
We're committed to helping you make it happen. These people and many others have benefited from hypnosis. Call 661-209-2632. That's 661-209-2632. We help you make it happen.
Results may vary.
Pointing at me. I think we're up.
Is that us?
That's us.
What song is that? Oh, he won't tell us.
He is the secret guy in our room.
Yes.
He runs our board up.
The one who keeps us straight.
He's awesome.
Okay, so what are we going to do today, Dr. Vicki?
I am going to interview you.
Yay!
Because, you know, we talk all the time about what we do. I know what you do, and I know how valuable chiropractors are. But I also know that when I refer to you, people ask me questions that I can't answer because I'm not a chiropractor.
What's the funniest question anyone's ever asked you?
Aren't they going to break my neck?
Oh, yeah.
That comes from the, you know, the movies.
That happens all the time. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Yes, and it's the Marines and the, like, what was that movie I watched the other night that had, like, guys in army fatigues and they were going around breaking people's necks? But
it wasn't chiropractors.
It wasn't chiropractors. But see, that's what they think is going to happen. That it's going to be this really hard jerk and they're going to break your neck. And
I'm like, I joke that if I had a nickel for every misconception that there is out there about chiropractic, I'd be a millionaire. I mean, I literally wouldn't have to work because there's so many of them running around. So cool. That'll be fun.
Okay. So let's kind of start and I'm going to pretend I know nothing. Because truthfully, okay. I don't know anything other than I get regular chiropractic adjustments and they've done me a lot of good.
You work better because of them, don't you?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yes. So, I'm going to pretend I know nothing. So, okay. Dr. Mills.
Yes, Dr. Vicki.
I'm really scared about coming to see you.
What are you scared about?
Well, let's just, like, is it going to hurt?
Well, are you hurting right now?
I'm going to pretend I am. I'm not, but right. I'll pretend that I am. Yes.
See, actually, by now,
big toe,
actually, by now, I would know what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know,
my neck hurts.
Neck hurts. Okay, so Vicki, how long has that neck been bothering you?
Well, let's see. About 3 years ago, I was in a car accident and hit from behind.
And you know, for people who are listening, I want you to know it is not uncommon for people to walk into my office and say they've been hurting for 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. It is not uncommon. I very rarely get anyone who walks into my office and says, oh, I woke up yesterday morning and my neck hurts. Usually it's, I've been hurting for 1 year or more.
Or more.
And I can't stand it anymore. Somebody suggested I see a chiropractor. So when I answer the, is it going to hurt question, you need to understand that typically when I'm dealing with a history of a year or more's worth of pain, any potential discomfort during the adjustment is going to be minor. Does it hurt? Sometimes the adjustment hurts. Most of the time, no. Sometimes it does. When does it hurt? It hurts when your muscles are really spasmed and very, very tightly protecting your body. And the reason those muscles are spasmed so tightly is because they're trying to protect your spine, which is the most important information conduit in the body. And so those muscles will tighten up and try to protect that spine from degenerating further. Mm-hmm. And so when that happens, yes, it may hurt a little bit. Okay. But does it hurt more than the pain you've been in for the last year? Absolutely not. Now, sometimes the adjustment itself doesn't hurt at all, but because we've just moved bones and then the ligaments that hold those bones together and then the tendons that hold the muscles to the bones, sometimes you'll be a little sore for a day or two afterwards. And what I like to tell people is if you've ever had braces on your teeth, remember when the orthodontist would tighten the braces, how your entire mouth ached? Why is that? I had braces.
Ew.
Right. Why does your whole mouth ache?
Because something's shifting and moving.
Exactly. Yeah. So when we do an adjustment, sometimes, especially in that first week, there will be some discomfort. And I let all my patients know up front it's possible.
I know. I've had times, and I'll give an example. I think it was 6 years ago. I was rear-ended. My car was hit from behind. Mm-hmm. And I immediately went to the chiropractor, like the next day. Not because anything was really in great pain, but it just didn't feel right. Like, things felt a little bit hinky.
Right.
So I told her what had happened. This was before I knew you. And she went in and, oh, no. I'm going to make that even bigger, because that was when I actually went to the other doctor and got x-rays, and they said I was fine, and I actually had three ribs out of place.
Oh.
And because I couldn't breathe, I was hurting. Right. Boy, am I remembering things now. And literally, that was probably 6 weeks after, mm-hmm. when 6 years ago, that accident, 6 weeks after, and couldn't hardly breathe. I felt like something was wrong, and they kept saying nothing's wrong.
Right.
Went to the chiropractor, and all she did was, like, put her thumbs down my vertebrae in the back and go, you have three ribs out of place.
Right.
And put them back in, and that day,
I could breathe better. Yeah.
Now, the muscles were sore, and I'm going to compare it to when you've worked out really hard and your muscles get sore.
Exactly.
That's how they were sore.
Now, if somebody comes into me and they're spasmed so tightly that I feel like doing the adjustment's going to do them probably make them feel quite a bit worse than better, then we need to adjust those tight muscles. We need to address those tight muscles first. I mean, we just absolutely have to get all of the supporting structures calmed down enough to get the muscles to move. The other option too is when someone's in that much pain, I don't have to do a manual adjustment. I've got adjusting tools that I can use. We have it's called an impulse adjusting tool, and it literally looks like a nail gun, okay, like with a little trigger. And there's a two-pronged.
Don't compare it to a nail gun.
Well, I don't know what else to describe it, because it does kind of look like that. But it's a two-pronged or a single-pronged adjusting instrument that puts a very fast force into the spine. And I can do either one pulse up to, I think it's 15 pulses. It's very gentle. I use it on my patients who have osteoporosis. I use it on children. I use it on patients who are scared.
You used that on my six-pound dog.
That was an activator. That was similar, but a manual one. Yeah, it's similar, but manual. But anyway, if somebody's in a lot of pain or if somebody's really spasmed, I'll use that tool because it does a much gentler adjustment, and it's very, very effective. And that's one of the other misconceptions I get all the time is, you have to actually crack my bones to do the adjustment. No, we don't. There's all sorts of different ways to do an adjustment, and that's only one of them.
Well, I'm going to say, if I have something that actually cracks in an adjustment, it feels good.
Yeah, well, I think so too.
It feels like I've just been straightened out and things move better.
You know, back in 300 AD, Hippocrates in his books talks about how flexibility of the spine is one of the single biggest indicators of overall health. And that as you get older, you lose that flexibility. And then that's when you start to see diseases of the internal organs. Hippocrates talked about it way back when.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I wonder why yoga is so good for overall health.
Okay, I just said when you adjusted my dog. And
yes.
I know that's not your most common patient, but
I have a fairly extensive dog practice.
And I will say that little Lucy was kind of abused. She was like kind of shaken by a Great Dane. Mm-hmm. So she was limping. And I took her to the normal vet. And she was set up for some $3,600 surgery. Nice. Where they were going to cut off her hip bone.
Ugh.
And pin her leg in. And she's only like 6-8 months old.
Yeah, I remember you were saying they were going to do some horrible surgery, but I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah, so I brought her in to see you, and we adjusted her literally on the floor of a restaurant the first time.
A restaurant? I thought it was my office.
No, I snuck her in.
Oh, to be an eye.
I stuck her into the and like we adjusted her on the floor there. And
I remember that.
Immediately after that, she stopped limping.
Uh-huh.
We adjusted her one other time since then, and that was, I think, right after she had pups, and which probably pushed that hip back out again. And, you know, no surgery. She's fine. She chases the German Shepherd. You know?
I like to joke that with animals, they just get better because they don't hold on to all the psychological crap we do. So with animals, it's like you adjust them and they respond relatively quickly, which is very cool.
She's happy.
Yeah.
And she doesn't limp.
Most of my pups are happy.
She didn't have to have surgery and have her hip bone cut off.
I also really like working on animals.
I bet.
Yeah.
They're appreciative.
Sometimes it takes a while. I've had two scares where I thought I was going to get bit. And the first one was this dog. It was a super hyper. I actually ended up not working on it because I couldn't get it to calm down long enough for me to work on it. But the super hyper dog, every time I went to pet it, would snap at me. And then just recently, one of my usual customers, their other dog was not feeling well. So I was not going to work on her that day, but I was working on him. And he wanted to be where she was to take care of her. And because I was trying to do the adjustment like 10 feet away, he got very upset at me and he snapped at me. Urf! And I was like, I jumped. I got goosebumps. I'm like, let's move him a little closer to her. So we put him right next to her and then he calmed right down. I was able to get it all done. So
cool. Okay. So I'm not sure I asked this. Dr. Mills?
Yes?
How long will it take me to get better?
That depends.
On?
Well...
I'm sure you get that question.
I do. Are you 10 years old or 80 years old? Because if you're 10 years old, it's not going to take you...
I'm sounding like I'm 10, but...
Because if you're 10 years old, it's not going to take you as long to get better. Heal. Mm-hmm. Kids heal very fast. Teenagers heal very fast. People in their 20s, as long as they were not, major athletes, tend to get better relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. If you've been hurting for more than a year, you're not going to be better in 2 visits. Now, you may be better in 4 weeks as far as the pain's concerned, but you're not going to feel better in 2 visits. And I think that's the one thing that frustrates me. People will take a pill and they'll get instant pain relief because it just deadens the pain signals. I'm actually getting in and working on balancing structures out, and it's not instantaneous.
You know, I had a client for hypnosis who was in her 80s, and she was a lovely woman. And she said, one of the things she said to me that caused me to refer her to a chiropractor was that she believed she would be in pain every day for the rest of her life. And so I just said, you know what? Why don't you just try the chiropractor?
Right.
We did some other stuff with her with hypnosis. And, you know, I saw her 6 months after she had been seeing them regularly. And when she came in to see me, she had a very humped back.
Right.
And, you know, you would assume osteoporosis or brittle bone disease or something like that at 80-something. But when I saw her 6 months later, she was standing straight.
Nice.
And I said, how are you? She goes, I am so grateful because she was pain-free at 80. I think she was 84, pain-free, doing good. And that's one of those things. I'm not sure every 80-year-old would have those results.
Right.
But that's amazing to me, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, I hear you. I see that kind of stuff happen quite a bit. I think we need to go to a break. So when we come back, we'll finish up the questioning.
Cool.
Have you been in a fender bender? Did it dent your bumper? Any accident that hurts your car hurts your spine, and you should get your spine checked before you get your car checked. If you have headaches, neck pain, or back pain after a minor fender bender, come see me. I'm Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic, and I've helped thousands of people heal fast after minor accidents. Call me at 945-4441 to get your spine checked. Your spine and your body are more important than your car. Relief is just a call away. That number again is 945-4441. Call me today.
Hi,
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas of Rev It Up Hypnosis. If you're sick and tired of being overweight, listen to this.
Hi, my name is Candace Richter. I lost 55 pounds of painful fat with hypnosis. I tried diets and other programs, but hypnosis was the ultimate answer to my weight loss goals.
My name is Chad Heidecker, and I've lost 24 pounds, and it's really been working great.
I'm Anita Brahm. I have lost 25 pounds at least. I'm fitting into clothes that I haven't fit into for 9 years.
We are committed to your success.
Hi, my name is Willie. I went to see Dr. Thomas. I was 40 pounds overweight, and I lost 20 pounds within 3 months. I had a back injury, and I could not exercise, so Dr. Thomas really helped me out.
We're committed to helping you make it happen. These people and many others have benefited from hypnosis. Call 661-209-2632. That's 661-209-2632. We help you make it happen.
Results may vary.
We're back.
And
welcome back to It's a Paradox. 266-4420 if you have any questions you want to ask during the show.
Okay, so we were kind of at how long will it take me to get better?
Well, that depends. It depends on several things. First of all, how you are feeling physically as far as your pain levels may or may not relate to how much degeneration or what's going on in your spine. And so typically what I'll do is I'll shoot x-rays to sort of see how bad things are in there. And a lot of times patients will come in to me and they feel horrible. I mean, they feel like they've been run over by a bus and I shoot the x-rays and things actually look pretty good. In a situation like that, it's not going to take very long to get you feeling better because the damage that happens to your spine because of these injuries will progress if you don't take care of it, and people don't know that. So let's take an example of a fender bender, okay? Someone gets in a fender bender, their bumper gets hurt, but they say, oh, I'm fine. Any accident that is strong enough to dent a bumper is strong enough to damage your spine. But because you feel okay, meaning you're just in pain for 3 or 4 or 5 days, and you never get it checked, that damage that has been done to your spine over a period of years, and we're talking between 5 and 20, your spine is going to degenerate and cause bad arthritis. So it's very common for people to come into me 10 years after a minor fender bender with headaches or numbness and tingling in their arms, and I shoot an x-ray, and their bones are starting to fuse together, their discs are completely gone. I mean, it's bad. And they're like, well, what caused that? And I'll say, well, have you ever been in an accident? Well, I had a minor fender bender 10 years ago, but it was not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal at the time it happens. But if you don't correct the structural problems that the accident causes, down the road, you're going to feel worse.
And the muscles just get plain tired of trying to hold it all together.
Exactly. So what your body will do is your body will make the bones fuse together. And your bones, you can see it on x-ray. There's these little points that come out of the vertebrae, and you can see them trying to grow together to fuse them to stabilize the spine. So how long it's going to take really depends. If you're in a ton of pain and your x-ray looks good, we can get rid of the pain relatively quickly. And if your structure is good, your curve is there, your discs look good, we might have a little bit of work just to, you know, home exercises to give you to keep you from having it degenerate and to teach you what to do to keep it where it is. And you're in and out in, you know, a matter of visits. Mm-hmm. But if you come in complaining of anything longer than a year and I look at the x-rays and there's degeneration, we have some work ahead of us. How long it is different for everybody. If you're 80 years old, it's going to take me longer than if you're 40 years old, which is going to take me longer than if you're 30 years old. And, you know, I'm 42. I've got fairly bad degeneration in my neck because of a car accident when I was 18, but it hasn't changed in 8 years. So although the degeneration is there because I did not get chiropractic care from age 22 to age 29, when I started getting regular care at age 29, it stopped the degeneration from happening. So it depends. How long it takes is different for everybody.
I wonder if through hypnosis you could rebuild some of that.
I don't know. We could certainly try it.
I know. So what's the exam like? I mean, you said you might do some
X-rays. The exam.
What
okay.
Else?
Yeah. Well, let's see. First, you come in and you have to fill out a confidential health history. Everything that happens and it says in the office between you and me or the patient and me is confidential. And believe me, if I could ever write a book, it'd be a bestseller, but I can't because it's all confidential. So You filled out a confidential history, and I've had patients tell me that my history is the most thorough history they've ever taken from a doctor because I cover it all. I cover your physical history. I cover any drugs you're taking. I cover all your nutritional supplements that you're taking. I cover the foods that you eat on a regular basis. I have a disability questionnaire where for people who are in a lot of pain, I have them fill that out. I have a symptom survey so that things that patients may not think are spine-related, I can get an idea of what's going on. So it addresses things like thyroid and adrenals and, you know, allergies and that kind of stuff. So you filled out a fairly comprehensive history for me. Then we start talking. And in the consultation, I'm going to ask why you're coming in, first of all, what your goals are, because if your goal is just to get out of pain and you don't care about anything else, then it's going to take me less time to get you to that point than if your goal is, you know.
Aren't you frustrated, though, when people come in, they get out of pain, and then they stop seeing you, but you see them, because I've seen this happen, where you see them a year or two later, and they're wondering why they're in pain, because they didn't continue.
You know, I used to get very frustrated with that, but one of the things I've been learning in the last year is to release the outcome of something, because ultimately, it's their body and their health. Mm-hmm. So, if that's how they want to do it, that's their choice. I know that there's a different way, and I know that there's a better way, but it's okay if they don't choose that for themselves. Gotcha. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I used to get really frustrated because I'd be like, why don't they see? But now, you know, not everybody's going to see it. You're just like a lot of people think taking Pepcid AC for an upset stomach is a good idea every day.
Yeah.
Not the choice I would make, but it's not my body. So, you know.
No.
I do. What I get more frustrated with is I get more frustrated with the big pharmaceutical companies who keep putting out all these ads, creating this idea in our heads that drugs are the solution. I get more frustrated with that than with the individual people who don't know any better.
I sent you, you know, I moved my office and
I didn't realize you'd done that already.
Yeah. And outside in the hallway, because I'm next to Lancaster Community Hospital, outside in the hallway, there must be 100 different drug brochures.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim to give you the good life.
Cures, yeah.
And it's like, what?
Those were those pictures you sent me.
Yes. And yeah. It's like they make statements like, live happily forever, you know, like crazy statements that just like annoy me because it's a drug and it's not going to change your life the way they're promising. But it's a pretty picture that they're painting.
I wish I had printed it out. Did you see the shirt that I had as my Facebook profile picture for a while?
Uh-uh.
It's,
maybe.
You know, I take Zyrtec for the upset stomach I got from the blah, blah, blah that I took for the anxiety disorder that I got from the blah, blah, blah for the allergies that I took from the, and
oh,
it was this
yeah.
whole
yeah.
long list. And at the very, very, very end, it says, at the very, very end, the last drug that they talked about was a cholesterol lowering drug. And it says, because eating a good diet, exercising regularly and getting adjusted on a regular basis is just too much work. And I had that as my Facebook profile picture for probably 2 weeks. I love that shirt. I'm going to buy one.
That's like typical.
Yeah.
It's too hard.
It's too hard.
Work out. It's too hard. I like this one. How do you eat healthy all the time? Like, how do you do that? Because all those boxes of freezer stuff are so easy.
Yeah.
How easy is it really?
Okay.
To
yeah.
chop a
okay.
few veggies.
Seriously.
And
yesterday, we were at Gelson's. They happened to have a turkey. It wasn't frozen. We were going to get a turkey breast, but the turkey breast was 16 and the turkey was 25. So I grabbed the whole turkey. Okay. It's not November. I grabbed a 12-pound turkey. I got home. I threw some olive oil on it, extra virgin, some sea salt and pepper. I threw it in the oven. Oh. I didn't look at it for three hours. I pulled it out. My sister-in-law made mashed potatoes. I steamed some green beans. Dinner was done.
How hard is that?
It wasn't hard. And yet people make this whole big deal out of a turkey dinner. And it's like, it's no different than making a chicken. You just throw it in the oven and leave it alone for a couple hours.
I made some bread last week. You know, I don't eat a lot of bread, but it's because like you pick up a loaf of bread and there's like 30 ingredients.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know, I'm going to just make some bread. Literally, I threw 5 ingredients
yeah. in water, the bread, flour, yeast,
in
salt.
In the bread maker. Yeah. And I let it mix, so I didn't even have to mix it. And then I threw it on a pan, put it in a warm place to raise,
uh-huh.
punched it down, put it, let it raise again, and
put it in the oven. Yep.
And it is fantastic.
I know. There's this Cuban bread that I make that my family loves. I'm probably going to make it tomorrow. And it is just so easy to throw together, and it's so easy to bake. You get fresh, warm bread with butter and olive oil. Yum! All right, we're totally off track. We should have the food porn show one of these days.
Food porn. I did, last night for dinner, I did onions and peppers. They were those kind of medium-hot Italian peppers. They're sweet Italian, but they're like a little bit
of a bite.
And eggplant.
Yeah.
And I, like...
I have eggplant in my box, too.
I sautéed that, and then Jim barbecue chicken.
Yum.
And we used a little bit of homemade Italian dressing, which takes like 30 seconds, too. You just throw ingredients in this little shaker bottle, shake it up, and
It takes more time to open up the whatever seasonings packet, to throw it the little cruet, add olive oil to it, than it is to just do olive oil and balsamic.
I'll tell you, it takes too much time going to the grocery store.
To buy it, exactly.
To buy those boxed crappy stuff. Okay,
I'm telling you, Vic, we need to have a food porn show.
Okay, here's what...
We'll talk about the things we cook.
I may have asked you that, or you may have come up with this. People that
say hold on. We need to get back to the physical exam. I didn't finish that.
Okay,
so we do a confidential health questionnaire, and that's how, because I talked about diet. I do a confidential health questionnaire, and then we start talking about the reason you came in. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you back through the last 5 years, and I'm going to ask you about – well, first of all, I'm going to ask you what your goals are, okay? If your goals are longer term health, then we've got to go progress one way. If it's just getting out of pain right now, we're going to progress another way. In order to find out what's causing your issue now, I'm going to find out about past accidents, traumas, slips, falls, that kind of stuff, along with any illnesses – or hospitalizations or surgeries. And I'm going to take you back in 5-year increments back to the time that you were a child. Because a chiropractor one time, after looking at how bad my neck is, was asking me a lot of questions. And my first trauma was like 6 years old, because I was on a playground and a bunch of kids, we were like all grabbing onto each other's arms and pulling each other. And two boys had my hands and they both let go at the same time. And I fell backwards and I landed on my wrist and I broke it. So I had a fractured wrist at the age of 6 or 7, but that was a compression type of fall where I landed on my wrist, then I landed on my butt, like flat down. My next trauma was like a diving accident at the age of 10. Then I had like a car accident at 18. I've had 2 skiing accidents where I've actually been knocked out on the slopes. One time, this guy was coming down and he hit me, knocked my feet and my skis right out from underneath me, and I landed with hit my head on the slopes. The other time, I was on an expert slope and I came down this mogul and a snow snake got me, which just means I caught my edge. And I caught my edge and I fell and it knocked me out. So I've had quite a few traumas in my life. So I'm like a chiropractor's dream because, you know, which one caused the problem? Who knows? But we're going to look at those. I've had patients tell me they fell out of swings. I've had patients tell me they fell off their bike. So we need to know about those kinds of traumas. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a physical exam. I'm going to check your neurology. I'm going to do orthopedic tests, and I'm going to do just a physical exam. Make sure your reflexes are good. Make sure everything's working the way it's supposed to. And then I'm going to do a spinal exam where I actually feel the spine and feel what's going on. And at that point, we typically go shoot some x-rays. And the x-rays are very informative because it gives me an idea of how long the issue's really been going on, even though you've only had pain for a year.
Cool.
And then from there, next visit, we talk about all my findings, and we start relating what I found to what your goals are.
Very good.
Yeah.
So it's very, very detailed.
Oh, very thorough. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't always used to take x-rays, partially because I didn't have an x-ray machine in the office, and I do now, which is phenomenal. I have to say, now that I'm taking them more often, I know some people are concerned about the radiation. The new machines, the radiation doses is really, really low. I mean, very low. CAT scans are much higher in radiation than x-rays, and those are done routinely to find problems. But they really tell us a lot about what's been going on and how long you've had the problem. Because most people will come in with a problem that's a year old, but I look at their x-rays, and they've clearly had issues for 15 years or more. But because they weren't in pain for 15 years, they didn't know it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So x-rays are something I do more often now. It looks like we need to go on a break. Sorry about that silence. We're like trying to figure out the hand signals. All right. So when we come back, we'll wrap it up.
Are you stressed? Is it causing headaches, affecting your sleep, making you feel lousy? How long will you suffer before you do something different? I'm Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic, and I used to be stressed and have headaches too. My headaches were so bad, I'd lie in the dark and cry, begging for some relief. I learned how to get rid of my headaches and have not had one in 7 years. Call me at 945-4441 if you'd like to get rid of your headaches and stress-related aches and pains too. Relief is just a phone call away. That number again is 945-4441. Call me today.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas of Rev It Up Hypnosis. If you're sick and tired of being overweight, listen to this.
Hi, my name is Candace Richter. I lost 55 pounds of painful fat with hypnosis. I tried diets and other programs, but hypnosis was the ultimate answer to my weight loss goals.
My name is Chad Heidecker, and I've lost 24 pounds, and it's really been working great.
I'm Anita Brahm. I have lost 25 pounds at least. I'm fitting into clothes that I haven't fit into for 9 years.
We are committed to your success.
Hi, my name is Willie. I went to see Dr. Thomas. I was 40 pounds overweight, and I lost 20 pounds within 3 months. I had a back injury, and I could not exercise, so Dr. Thomas really helped me out.
We're committed to helping you make it happen. These people and many others have benefited from hypnosis. Call 661-209-2632. That's 661-209-2632. We help you make it happen.
Results may vary.
This is Monica Miles reporting live from the Ladies First Fitness and Spa in Lancaster. I just got done taking a tour of the place, and let me tell you, it is absolutely gorgeous. 10,000 square feet of state-of-the-art equipment to help you achieve your personal goals. They offer tanning, facials, massages, waxing, teeth whitening, and so much more. Oh, there's a member now. Excuse me, miss. Miss?
Yes?
What is it that you like most about Ladies First?
Well, the name pretty much says it all. I love the fact that it's designed specifically for women, and they have so much to offer with this new larger location. I personally love their yoga and spinning classes. And of course, everything else they offer. It's like a one-stop shop for taking care of my health. Not to mention, my daughter loves going to their kids' club.
You heard it here first. Ladies First Fitness and Spa is a one-stop shop for taking care of your health. And if you bring in your current contract from any gym in the AV, Ladies First will match it without having to sign another contract. Just swing by their new location on 10th Street West and Avenue M. Or give them a call at 942-6496. That's 942-6496. Ladies First.
Hello. So we were just talking on the break. First of all, we want to thank Ladies First for sponsoring part of today's show. They have a fabulous facility over there on 10th Street West and Avenue M. If you haven't been in, they've got, like, daycare is included. You don't pay extra for that. They've got teeth whitening. It's a very spa-like setting. They've got all these fabulous classes. It's an amazing, amazing gym. So
nice.
If you haven't been over there and you're a lady, go check it out.
Yeah, if you're a guy, don't go check
it
out.
Yeah, well, if you're a guy, you could try to check it out because there's women in there, but you're not going to get in.
Don't sit in the parking lot and ogle the girls coming out either.
Yeah, bad form. Bad form.
Bad form. Okay, so where were we?
I don't
know. Remember.
Oh, physical exam. I think we finished that.
I was going to say, here's a question I'm sure you hear a lot. Will it help my sex life? Had to bring up sex at least once a show.
At least once a show. You know what? I have had patients tell me it does help their sex life. I have had men tell me that it helps them stay hard longer. I've had women tell me that they are more flexible after getting regular adjustments.
That makes sense.
Yes, I have heard that it does help your sex life.
Well, and that, and too many people have lower back pain, so if you get that straightened out, then it
would really help
your sex life.
If you think about the fact that the nerves that come out of the low back and the sacrum innervate the sexual organs, getting those in alignment so that the nerves can communicate properly, absolutely it's going
to
help your sex life. So, yes, it does help your sex life, according to my patients.
So you're seeing a patient, and they get those x-rays back, and they say, how come I didn't know it was so bad?
You know...
Oh, maybe we talked about that.
No, we didn't really. Here's the funny thing about pain, okay? So many people associate feeling well or being healthy with not being in pain. But yet we all know people who have stage 4 cancer and have no idea until the pain shows up. We all know people who drop dead of a heart attack with no warning at all, especially men 35 to 45. That's the most common cause of death in men that age. Sudden cardiac death, no warning sign, no signals. We know that diabetes is basically symptomless. We know that high blood pressure is basically symptomless. Yet all of these things happen without pain, but people think that if there's no pain, they're healthy. So how come they didn't know there's a problem? They don't know there's a problem because your body is really, really, really smart, and it's going to do everything it can in its power to fix the problem first before it gives you a pain signal. So what it will do is it will start to make those bones fuse together, and it will make, you know, things will change structurally before it gets to the point where your body starts sending out pain signals. The other thing that happens is people will think, oh, it's just a normal headache, right? How many times have you heard that? There is no normal headache. Headaches are not a normal occurrence. But because people discount the headache as being normal, they ignore it as a warning signal that there's something going on. So a lot of times people do know they have a problem, but they're completely discounting it. Or there is no pain, so they don't know there's a problem, but yet all of this stuff is happening structurally, and they're degenerating.
Yeah, I'm surprised at the number of people come in to see me who say they've had migraines for
years.
Yeah. 10 years.
And there
years.
Is no normal headache.
And a migraine in and of itself, there's something going on in your body that you need to pay attention to.
I always tell people pain means pay attention inside now. But the absence of pain doesn't mean you're well. You know? The absence of pain doesn't mean that you don't have high blood pressure or blood sugar issues or degeneration in your neck. So the other question that I get from people all the time is, well, then how do I know if I need to see a chiropractor? Well, the best way to tell is to go get checked. We can do a digital postural exam. They're $25. It's cheap. We can, you know, you can have a consultation with me. I do what's called a bilateral weight measure, where I put a patient on two scales, 1 foot on each scale. And if you're 20 pounds heavier on one side than you are on the other, you probably need to be adjusted.
Yeah.
You know, we can look at posture. Posture is a really simple way.
I did one of those once at a, it was a street
like
fair.
Like a screening or something? Yeah.
No, it was a street fair where someone was, you know, trying to run business. But I got, like, I was a little bit frustrated with them because it was on a hill.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's, and it was 20 pounds different.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not accurate on this hill.
Right. No, it would need to be level for it to be accurate.
Yeah, you think?
But, you know, that's something that we do. So the postural exam, like I said, digital postural exam, we take a picture, the computer graphs it all out and tells you, you know, how much extra pressure is on your spine, and then we can fast forward 15 years and show you what it'll look like 15 years from now if you don't fix it. And, you know, it's really easy to correct. People think it's hard to correct this stuff. It's not. It's easy to correct. But you have to be dedicated and you have to do the work.
Very good.
Because I only do part of it. You do the rest of it at home.
Is there anything else that I need to ask you? I mean, and you know what? I've got a really good one. How does someone choose? I mean, I know that I send my clients to you, but how does someone choose a good chiropractor? Because not all of our listeners are right here.
How does someone choose a good accountant? Or how does someone choose a good car mechanic? You go and you talk to them. And you have to make sure that what you want to accomplish is something that they can do. You have to make sure that you like the person that they are. I mean,
so you need to feel comfortable with them.
You need to feel comfortable with them. It's a very intimate relationship in the sense that we're very physically close during the treatments. So you have to be able to trust me. And people who are scared to be adjusted, there's other ways for us to do what we need to do until that fear goes away. I've got many patients who will tell you, you know, don't ever crack my neck. And we don't. There's other ways to adjust, but the doctor has to respect those boundaries. The doctor has to respect your fears. People are scared for reasons that they don't need to be scared of, but it's still a fear. We have to address it. So
yeah, I know when I first started going to a chiropractor, and they did the whole one leg over, cracking your back thing down, I think your lower back. Mine was so tight then that, first of all, it would not crack. And it hurt.
Yeah. I used to be able to be adjusted side posture until I had babies, and now I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, when I came to see you, I said, please don't do that, and you didn't. But you managed to crack that lower back, or adjust, I'm going to say adjust instead of crack, adjust that lower back without doing that whole put all your body weight on the side. I don't know how that,
And again, you know, when I was in school, I love doing that particular adjustment. I do it to many of my patients. But after I had babies, I can't have that adjustment done to me anymore because something structurally shifted to where it is physically painful if you try to adjust me side posture. There's only been one doctor, and you know who it is, who could adjust me side posture without me wanting to just scream. And so even, you know, Dr. Shaver, I say use the drop, and he uses the drop table, or he uses, you know, there's other ways to get it done. So that's the other thing you need to understand. Just because you've had maybe an experience that wasn't great at one chiropractor doesn't mean another one's going to do it the same way.
That's, I finally had a different chiropractor adjust me side posture just about a month and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And it went fine.
Yeah.
But that, I've been getting regular adjustments for 6 years.
Yeah. Good for you.
Things I think have loosened up and shifted in like 6 years.
Well, let me give you an example with my daughter. My oldest daughter, who's going to be 7 at the end of the month, she does not like having her neck adjusted at all. She doesn't mind me doing anything else, but her neck, for a long time, she didn't like it. And I think it was because one time when she was really sick and I did it, it hurt. So she is fighting a little bit of a cough right now. And I said, honey, I want to adjust you. And I didn't have my activator. I said, you know what? We could do your neck with you sitting up. Can I try that? And she says, okay, because she'll let me adjust everything else manually. But she was freaking out about her neck. So last night I sat her up and I adjusted her neck sitting up. And she started giggling. And I said, what? She goes, that didn't hurt at all. And I said, no. So then this morning I adjusted her again, you know, because she's still fighting it. But there's always another way to get the job done. But you need to ask the questions.
That brought up one of my other questions. How does chiropractic help things like your immune system or ear infections or that kind of thing?
Yes, but it's kind of complicated. Basically, it's a neurological issue because the brain controls everything in your body. Like down to the tiniest cell in your body, it has nervous energy coming from the brain. And when we're working on the spine, we are allowing the brain to communicate to the rest of the body the way it's supposed to. And that basically allows your body to have a pure expression of health. So it's not so much that it boosts the immune system. It's more that it allows the immune system to work without interference.
Yeah.
But it's kind of complicated. When the bones are out of place, it's kind of like having a rock on a hose, which is a horrible example. It really is a bad example because it's so much more than that. I mean, brain waves get changed.
But it stops the pulses.
It frees up the pulses to travel the way they're supposed to.
Right.
Which allows your body to be healthy. And so much of what we do in our normal lives decrease our immune system because of the chemicals. This basically allows your body to be healthy.
Well, I'm going to say to people with sinus problems, because when I drive down to Rancho Cucamonga, the change in atmosphere, about once every 3 or 4 months, I get a huge sinus headache.
Uh-huh.
So down there, I have the chiropractor down there adjust me. I'll tell her I've got sinus problems today, and she'll go, okay. So as soon as she makes that adjustment,
like, you start having it clear up.
It clears up, and I can breathe, and it drains almost instantly, and we're running out of time.
I know.
This was interesting for me.
Thank you.
I got more information.
We'll have to do it for you. I still think we need to do a food porn show.
I think so, too.
I think we should do How Is It Easy to Eat Healthy? Because it really is, and we can talk about what we make and how we do it and how it's easy. Because, like, I whipped pesto up in 3 minutes on Saturday. It's easy.
Oh, we got that fresh basil.
I know. Mm. Mine's all gone. It's in a jar in my fridge. So what do you got going on this week, Vic?
Nothing this week, but I'm setting up the Great American Smokeout for November 18th.
Oh, good. So if you smoke, you should come see Dr. Vicky in November and stop smoking.
Yeah, or just call the office because we're only going to have like limited seating, like 40 people.
Okay. What's your number?
661-209-2632.
This Saturday, September 18th, I will be at the House of Golf at 1 p.m. doing a kinesio taping seminar for those backs, shoulders, and elbows that we hurt golfing. So 945-4441 if you need to reach me. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Lightning strike.